Good morning from WVIK News. In the Quad Cities, I'm Joseph Leahy. A newly released report is faulting Illinois' Child Welfare Agency for not doing safety checks before returning abused minors to their homes. WBEZ's Isabella Nieto reports.
The State Auditor General's report comes in response to a 2021 law named for Tanasia Barnes. She was a downstate Decatur toddler who died from neglect and cold exposure after being returned to her mother. Under that law, the Department of Children and Family Services has to do a safety assessment before abused minors get to go home. But the audit revealed DCFS didn't complete over 80% of home safety checks. The report also shows DCFS was not adequately offering medical checkups or immunizations to its wards. DCFS says some requirements have been met since the time span covered by the audit. I'm Isabella Nieto.
Illinois State Police are investigating the death of an inmate at the Rock Island County Jail Thursday morning. According to a media release from the Rock Island County Integrity Task Force, the 60-year-old man was found unresponsive around 6:15 a.m. in the facility's Q block. That's a medical day room that housed three other individuals at the time. No marks or injuries were noted on the inmate. However, an autopsy will be conducted. The individual had been held at the jail since mid-June for violating a pretrial release conditions on aggravated battery charges. The jail did not release the inmate's name. Additional information will be released as the investigation progresses. A charter school opening this year in Northeast Iowa is the second of its kind in the state. Iowa Public Radio's Gavin McGough reports it's an effort to recapture students who left the public school system.
The Future Frontiers Charter School is hosted in the Sumner-Fredericksburg School District. Unlike most Iowa charters, it's governed by the same elected school board. Enrolled high schoolers split time between traditional, online, and community college classes and work-based learning. Superintendent Ryan Cunningham says it could be a model for public schools as students seek other options.
Our ultimate vision is to help kids. And, you know, school bonds are hard to pass, funding isn't real great, you know, all these kind of things. But this is a low-cost, high-impact model and one that we think we can showcase, especially to smaller schools.
Enrollment in the district has fallen roughly 25% since 2000, but New Frontiers met its first-year goal of nearly 30 full or partially enrolled students. I'm Gav McGough, IPR News.
An airplane sustained minor damage after going off the runway at the Quad Cities International Airport on Thursday morning. Airport officials report a local general aviation aircraft overran the end of the runway around 9:30 a.m. No one was injured and no commercial airline flights were affected. QCIA's airfield was temporarily closed while airport staff inspected the area surrounding the incident. With the right policies in place, Iowa could capitalize on nationwide growth in nuclear energy. That's the conclusion of a task force appointed by Governor Kim Reynolds to evaluate the state's opportunities. Iowa Public Radio's Grant Gerlach has more.
The Trump administration has set a goal for the U.S. to quadruple nuclear generation by 2050. The Iowa Nuclear Energy Task Force report lays out ways Iowa can be part of that surge in development. The group's recommendations include incentives for manufacturers to supply the nuclear industry and for electric utilities to look at building new reactors. The task force also recommends screening Iowa communities to learn which areas are most suitable and most willing to support nuclear development. Iowa is already part of the pivot toward nuclear. NextEra Energy is in the process of recommissioning the Duane Arnold nuclear plant near Cedar Rapids. Governor Kim Reynolds says the task force report provides a roadmap to make Iowa a leader in the industry in the future. I'm Grant Gerlach, IPR News.
Illinois tourism reached new peaks last year, breaking records on visitor spending and generating over $88 billion in total economic impact. The state's Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity reports the growth was driven by around 115 million domestic and international tourists who spent $50 billion while traveling in the state. That's an increase of 3.5% from the year before and marks the first time the state has surpassed the $50 billion threshold for visitor spending. Gas prices in the Quad Cities are down from a week ago, but remain elevated since the U.S.'s war with Iran began in late February. AAA reports the average price for a gallon of regular on Iowa's side of the Quad Cities is at $3.85 this morning. That's a dime lower than last Friday. Illinois gas stations in the Quad Cities are averaging $4.35 per gallon this morning. That's one penny less than a week ago. The national average stands at $4.14 per gallon. This is WVIK News.